Well, first they came for your champagne, now they're after the Prosecco and the Feta. Australia and the EU are in the midst of negotiating a new free trade agreement, with the Europeans looking to protect iconic produce. The Greeks want to crack down on the use of the word feta, and the Italians want booming exports of Australian Prosecco to go the way of Australian champagne, now renamed as the potentially less alluring sparkling wine. Brett Worthington reports from Europe.
It's a generous pour for tastings today.
So very dry style.
Elena Moschetta's in the second floor tasting room of her family's winery and vineyard in Treviso. Out the window, a sea of green leaves cover rickety wooden vines along hills as steep as a cliff face.
For me, it represents the tradition and also our dream.
In this region in northeast Italy, Prosecco is more than sparkling wine.
Our grandfather started a vineyard and it was our dream to produce Prosecco.
This is the reason why we have to protect it, because it's something that we always had.
Winemaker William Spizzani says it's not just the wine that's being protected, it's the actual name Prosecco, much like the word champagne, the world's most famous geographical indicator, also known as GIs. Champagne is protected in Australia, meaning for wine to be called that, it must come from that region in France. Prosecco has the same protection in Europe and wants it in Australia, a move Australian winemakers say is a devious attempt to claw back a generic term. Phil Hogan is the European Commissioner for Agriculture and Rural Development.
We see the geographical indication system as rural intellectual property.
GIs come in various forms. For some, the raw ingredients must be grown in a specific area. For other GIs, only the production needs to happen within that area. In cases like Prosecco, both growing and production must happen in the GI zone.
You know, depending on the culture and the area and tradition of where these products are produced, gives a premium price and gives a really an added value.
The EU is Australia's second largest trading partner. Both hope those ties will become tighter under a free trade agreement they've been negotiating for more than a year. Reaching an agreement on GIs is likely to be one of the biggest hurdles they'll have to overcome, with Prosecco and Feta topping Australia's concerns.
For us, Feta is something more than just a simple cheese.
Nessas Konstantinos produces Feta in Greece's northwest. He says Feta's cultural heritage needs to be protected like ancient ruins.
It reflects also a quality of way of life.
To be called feta in Europe, a cheese must contain a mix of sheep and goat's milks and be from a select region in Greece. Australian farmers are pressuring the government to reject GI protections for Prosecco and Feta. Winemakers say future growth and rural jobs are at risk if Australia agrees to EU demands. But Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says it's too soon to predict Australian products having to change their names.
Yes, the European Union will ask for certain protections of geographical indications through the process. We won't be resolving any of those until the very end of the process, once we have secured the best possible market access conditions that we can.
Federal Trade Minister Simon Birmingham ending Brett Worthington's report, who travelled to Europe as the winner of the EU Qantas Journalism Award.